Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Dear viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to this beautiful wonderful silsila A wonderful program Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this wonderful program of Madani channel, we'll listen to a story from the Holy Quran in every episode. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so far in the episodes which have been telecasted already, we have heard so many stories from the Holy Quran. Such a wonderful time, such a wonderful opportunity for us to grasp lessons for our lives, for our reformation, undoubtedly. The Holy Quran is the perfect guide. The Holy Quran has everything for us. The Holy Quran has so much of wisdom. The Holy Quran has so much of lesson. So, together with your family, with your children, bring them together. And together, let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. A fadilat of Durood-e Pak, a fadilat of sending salawat, salutations, upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who reads durood upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends 10 mercies upon him, showers 10 mercies upon him. Not only that, 10 sins of his are forgiven and his station is raised by 10 ranks. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today we are actually going to listen about such a narration, such a waqi'ah, such a story, which in fact is an eye-opener for us. It is such a story from the Holy Quran, from which we have to take a lesson regarding our end, our result, what exactly the story is about. Okay, it is about a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But along with that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his certain time of his life, there lived another man as well. It's basically about him. Now this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now about Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, there are so many wonderful narrations and stories in the Holy Quran. The challenges and the struggles which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went through in his different stages of his life. When we speak about Fir'aun, when we speak about the challenge against the magicians came in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, challenged Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. If we speak about the stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, if we speak about how and what happened in the plains of Tiya, if we speak about what happened in the river Nile, when the river produced pathways for the people of Musa alayhi salam and for Musa alayhi salam to cross the river comfortably. Allahu Akbar. So many narrations. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now we are speaking about a certain event, a certain story which took place. So after the death of Pharaoh, the Bani Israel got freedom from his subjugation and they embraced faith in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was then ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to observe i'tikaf, a ritual seclusion on Mount Sinai, which is also known as Koh-e-Tur, for 40 nights. Therefore, in order to fulfill this divine commandment, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Sinai and handed over the control of Bani Israel to his brother Harun alayhi salam, who also is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam observed fasts during the day and performed worship during the whole night for 40 days consecutively. Allahu Akbar, this reminds us of the atmosphere of this blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Ramadan is indeed a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, fasting during the day, worshipping during the night, prayers during the night, you know, roza, fasting, siyam during the day. So the holy month of Ramadan revolves around these ibadat, these practices, and siyam, fasting, worshipping at night. This used to be the habit and this used to be in constant practice of the Anbiya-i-Kiram, of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would fast abundantly. We often hear about the fast and the excellences of fasting in the month of Rajab al-Murajab, in the month of Sha'ban, and obviously after Eid, in the month of Shawwal, the excellences of fasting during the month of Shawwal as well. So fasting during the day, worshipping during the night, these are excellent ibadat, these are excellent acts of worship which have been the practice of Anbiya-i-Kiram as well. However, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was ordered to do itikaf. He was ordered to go in seclusion for 40 consecutive days and he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout these days. Parallelly, let's listen about another person as well. There was a person in the Bani Israel called Samri, who was actually a result of an illegitimate birth. Allahu Akbar. He was a very sinful person. Due to the fear of disgrace within the community, his mother deserted him in a cave of some mountain just after his birth. Fearing the criticism, fearing shame, and you know what had happened? Obviously, this boy was a result of illegitimate relationship. The child, an illegitimate child is born. So the mother decided to leave this child, basically abandon this child. But what happened? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam raised him. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. This angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him by feeding him milk with his finger. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, he was acquainted with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, very familiar with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Obviously, Jibreel alayhi salam is raising this child up. Jibreel alayhi salam is feeding milk with his finger to this child. His full name is Musa Samri. And Sayyidina Musa's name is Musa too. So this is Musa Samri and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this child who was born due to an illegitimate relationship and then brought up by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought up Musa Samri, whereas Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was brought up in the home of Fir'aun. How strange and mysterious is the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who was brought up in the home of Fir'aun, was Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Musa Samri, who was brought up by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, was a kafir, was an unbeliever. He enticed the Bani Israel to worship the calf. He motivated the Bani Israel to worship the calf. Regarding this, some mystic has said, some pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in a couplet explaining the whole scenario, one Musa, another Musa, one a kafir, one an unbeliever, one a sinner, and one a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One raised by an angel but yet turned out to be evil, and one raised in the house of Fir'aun and turned out to be a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this whole scenario is mentioned in an Arabic couplet. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يُخْلَقْ سَعِيدًا مِنَ الْأَزَلِ فَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ رَبَّى وَخَابَ الْمُؤَمِّلِ فَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ جِبْرِيلُ كَافِرُ وَمُوسَى الَّذِي رَبَّاهُ فِرَعَوْنُ مُرْسَلُ. Allahu Akbar, the translation of which is, when a person has been destined with wretched faith, evil fate eternally, he can never attain piety and he remains unlucky, he remains unfortunate. Even the efforts of those who raise him go in vain. You see that Musa Samri, who was brought up by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, became an unbeliever. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who was brought up by Fir'aun, who was brought up in the house of Fir'aun, became Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal. The secret behind this is that Musa Samri was destined to be ill-fated. So his tending and nursing by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam did not benefit him, and he remained an infidel. On the other hand, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was destined to be pious and fortunate eternally. That's why even the nursing by an unbeliever like Fir'aun could not harm him. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was staying, meaning doing i'tikaf for 40 days in Mount Sinai, Samri took advantage of his absence for producing heresy. He asked for gold and silver jewelry from the Bani Israel, melted it to mold a calf, Allahu Akbar, a statue. He put the dust of the hooves of the horse of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam into the mouth of the calf that he had kept safe by virtue of the dust which had relation with the hoof of the horse of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, the calf started speaking. Then Samri said to the Bani Israel, "O my people, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam has gone to the Mount Sinai to see the vision of the Rabb Azza wa Jal, whereas this calf is your Lord. Therefore, you should worship this calf." The Bani Israel got misguided from the speech of Samri, and except for 12,000 people, rest of them admitted the calf to be the God after witnessing it speaking. After seeing that the calf is speaking, the statue is speaking, they got misguided, they got misled. They started worshipping and making sajda to it. They started prostrating it. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned it in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 148. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِن بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ. Translation of Kanzul Iman. And in the absence of Musa alayhi salam, his people molded a calf from their ornaments, a lifeless body making sounds like a cow. After 40 days, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam returned to his town after being privileged of having conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal and bringing the Holy Torah with him, he alayhi salam flew into fury to see that this people have started worshipping a calf, a statue, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam placed the Torah on his side out of anger and started dragging his brother Harun alayhi salam by holding him from his beard and hair and started beating him, saying that why he alayhi salam did not prevent them from committing that evil act. Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam apologized, as mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 150. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O son of my mother, the people thought I was weak and were about to kill me. So make not the enemies laugh at me and include me not amongst the oppressors. After hearing this apology of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, the anger of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam faded away. He alayhi salam supplicated, made dua for his brother Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam's forgiveness and for mercy upon him. Then he alayhi salam broke the calf into small pieces, burnt it and dispersed it into the river. Allahu Akbar. What a narration. And how one person was able to misguide the nation. It is shocking. The plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fate, how fate revolves, how a person's destiny revolves. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are fortunate ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us amongst those who are evil people, who are counted amongst those who are evil. May Allah ta'ala make us steadfast upon the firm belief, upon the true belief. May we live as believers. May we die as believers. But what do we understand? What do we learn from this narration? This event provides guidelines to religious scholars that they should never be negligent towards their people. They should always keep imparting the religious knowledge to their people. You saw that Samri took advantage of 40 days absence of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he misguided the people away from the right path. Similarly, if the religious scholars of Ahlus Sunnah will remain heedless and negligent in the affairs of their people, then the sects bearing corrupt beliefs get a chance to misguide the people away from the right path. Meaning, as in a position of leadership, as in a position wherein you are able to convey the true message, wherein you are able to convey neki ki dawat, the call towards righteousness, we should not step back. We should not remain heedless. We should come on the forefront and teach the people about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the true beliefs of Islam, about the true morals, about the ethics of Islam, about the Islamic manners, about a lifestyle which a Muslim should adopt and follow. Alhamdulillah, Madani Channel is doing this. Madani Channel is providing you the true aqeedah, the true beliefs. Madani Channel is providing you the knowledge about sunnah. Madani Channel is providing you the knowledge of Quran. The Madani Channel is providing you the knowledge of Hadith. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We should be amongst those who preach righteousness. Those who have authority or who have some knowledge, they should definitely deliver the knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. And at the very same time, it is also our responsibility. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we do go for Jum'ah Salah. You know, we may be having ijtima'at in our locality. Attend the ijtima'at of Dawati Islami on Thursdays in your locality. If there are no ijtima'as in your area or something, watch on Madani Channel, inshallah. Watch the Madani Muzakara, which is telecasted live every Saturday. Allahu Akbar, Qibla Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliya, Sheikh Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi. He delivers pearls of wisdom. Watch those, because it is our responsibility as audience as well, that we should pay attention towards the nasiha, towards the advice of the scholars, to the advice of the pious, towards the advice of the luminaries of the Ahlus Sunnah. We should try that we grasp knowledge from them. We should try that we grasp wisdom from them and try to implement in our lives so that we are not misled, so that we are not misguided by shaitan. We are not misled by our nafs. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we should give our ear, we should give our undiverted and undisturbed attention towards the lectures and the nasiha and the advices of the pious ulama-i kiram, the rightly guided Islamic scholars, subhanallah azza wa jal. Let's inshallah pay attention towards them. This is only for our betterment, definitely. And on top of that, we shall also be rewarded, because every moment will be counted as a moment of acquiring Islamic knowledge. Another wonderful point we learn from here is that when the dust of the hoofs of the horse of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam can make the statue of the calf speak, we may learn from this that the dust of the feet of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also bring benefits and blessings. Therefore, it is not a useless act to sprinkle the water in homes that is obtained from washing the feet of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been the good practice of devoted disciples, subhanallah azza wa jal. We can hope for mercy and blessings by virtue of it. And it is not contrary to the sharia. And definitely, whatever has nisbat and connection to the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall definitely get mercies and rewards and barakat, blessings due to the connection of it, inshallah ta'ala. We have seen this example from the Holy Quran, from this beautiful narration. Due to the dust from the hooves of the horse of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, a statue started talking, Allahu Akbar. Then definitely, due to having the connection with Awliya Allah, due to having the connection and love with Sahaba-i Karam, with Anbiya-i Karam, with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we shall definitely attain many blessings, many barakat in our lives and in the hereafter. So, one point that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good life and a good end. A good end is very important. Allahu Akbar. A man raised by an angel, a man raised by Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, look what happened with him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us amongst the rightly guided ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us as mu'mineen. And when we depart from the world, may we die as believers. May we attain the kalima-i shahadat at the time of our death. May we attain the shafa'at, the intercession of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, where there shall be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we attain the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day of thirst, Allahu Akbar, may we drink from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That day in which every person will be worried about himself, everybody will be worried that whether I'm going to Jannah, whether I'm going to Jahannam, may we attain entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any accountability. Ameen. Bijahil Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an, 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 Qur'an. Let's listen to a story from the Qur'an. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.